This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once more I have the chance and honor to be at your service, and everything that I'm trying to say at all these episodes is just by studying, by researching, and I'm learning here. I'm not trying to teaching you anything or something at all. We are all here together to learn something. Thank you for being with me. As you know, in the last episode, we talked about this challenge of adolescence and this mere fact that we're living in a world full of corruption, full of availability. So we have to do something. We have to try some methods to have faith, wisdom, and intellect. And as I told you, faith cannot work out without wisdom and reasoning besides it. And in this part, and in this episode, we're going to talk about youth and turmoil. As you know, the cause of anger and fury among the youth, their turmoil and sense of despair can be traced to their viewpoints concerning issues and incidents. The problems and issues that confront us every day and make us enraged and upset can bear positive results, but only if they are analyzed without prejudice and in the light of intellect. For example, we face situations where we feel that we are being ignored. We face setbacks in life, losses in business, failure in exams, we don't achieve what we want to achieve, we feel like we are getting trapped in a loop, we feel like we are depressed, we feel like that's enough, we have an incurable disease. These are all examples of the turmoil of all these obstacles, like situations that we may face in our life. In this episode specifically, we're going to talk more about these reactions, appropriate reactions towards all of these situations. So stay with us, stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, dear listeners. You are listening to For a Better Life. I'm here again. And as you know, in the last part, we were talking about the turmoils, the cause of anger and fury among adults and youth generation in this modern world. Difficulties surround us from all sides, as I gave you some examples, like some disease, like setbacks in life, some losses in business, failure in exams, and so on. This makes us restless. If these issues are analyzed, it will not only rid us of our rage and anger, but will be a cause of happiness. And over a period of time, we will gain mastery in overcoming them. This will boost the confidence of our youth, who will then steadfastly confront these issues and speedily move forwards progress and development. So it's not that easy to overcome all these problems, all of these difficulties that are surrounding us from all sides, but it's a matter of practicing it. It's a kind of practical skill that you have to get used to it. I mean, habit can be both something good and bad. When you make something really difficult but good into habit, I call it a really perfect addiction. Like, when you practice dealing with these difficulties, not in order to show them and manifest them as anger, I call it a really developmental habit. And as I told you, this will boost the confidence of us as youth who will then steadfastly confront these issues, okay? And we're going to develop, we're going to progress in this road. Every passing day shall bring a new success and achievement. The clouds of hopelessness shall give way to a new spirit of living, a life of zeal. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, says, reflection is a foundation of intellect and its result is safety. If you think in this beautiful quote, you will understand the emphasis that is put on reflection in our religion. As you know, we have all these different stories, quotation, narrations that are trying to tell us if you reflect on every little thing in your life, it doesn't matter whether you are reflecting on something good that happened in your life or something bad that happened in your life, reflection itself will help you to analyze every little thing that happens in your life more and more, and after a time, you will get used to it and you will practice it every day, every time you face a difficulty. So I think we have to keep our, discussion here and going for a short break. Then we're going to come back. Stay tuned. Alright, English Radio, you're listening to For a Better Life. As you know, we are talking about this challenge of adolescence. One of the challenges that we are facing in the road of hitting adolescence is this kind of turmoil, difficulties, and this feeling of despair and sadness and being depressed from all sides. The solution, the best solution that was actually discussed here was intellect, was wisdom, and was using your reasoning, analyzing all of these happenings in your life. Pondering over daily problems and analyzing them in the light of intellect will give new strength and motivation to our youth, and it will enable us to protect ourselves from anger, anxiety, turmoil, stress, prejudices, and save ourselves from unnecessary tension. This is because intellect brings to for the hidden and unknown things and throws light on many obscure realities. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, says, reflecting and pondering on ways the hidden affairs. The outlook to issues is very vital. If it is based on sentiments and emotions and considering only their negative aspects, it will lead to nothing but anger, dissatisfaction and anxiety, thus weakening our nerves. However, if these very incidents were to be viewed in the light of reflection and them stressed and frustrated and will also lead to prejudice, they will leave a positive impact on our approach. If we deal with matters with patience instead of rage and anger, we should stand to gain immensely. So to wrap all the things we talked up to here up, as you know, we started with the problem of anger and manifesting your emotions of facing difficulties is anger and rage. And we talked about a solution, which is reflecting and analyzing your problems, difficulties, in the light of intellect, in the light of patience, and then go for solutions, go for changes, and just don't forget this mere fact that you are a powerful human being, full of mystery, full of power, full of intellect and reasoning. Just don't take yourself for granted. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me. It was all the time I have for today's episode. And I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.